Tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
And now we're back in Seven, and Tom O'Donoghue, an astrophotographer, is sitting in front of me. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm very good, thank you.
Thanks for coming in. You're part of Art Source, which is down in the RDS in Dublin, and it starts tomorrow and it's running until Sunday. Now, a lot of the pictures down there are actually paintings, but yours are photographs.
Yes, that's right. There's a few photographers down there, a couple of sculptures as well. I'm the only astrophotographer down there.
Right.
I had a quick look.
Which begs the question, what is an astrophotographer?
Well, someone who will take anything from pictures of, say, aurora, pictures of the planets, the moon, and then you have deep, what we call deep sky, such as nebula and galaxies in space. Basically, anything up there.
Okay, here's a question for you. The furthest away object that you have photographed, how far away is it?
Well, I was thinking about this yesterday, and I've got one picture down there that's 30 million light years away, and that's nothing. I've got a really long 400-hour Orion exposure down there, and in the background, I've gone so deep with the exposures that it's probably 10 times that. I'm sure I'm up to 300 to maybe 500 million light years away. So that's looking back into the past, 3 to 4 million.
Can you get your head around that, Tom?
It's difficult. Space is big.
Yes.
No doubt about it.
So it's the whole thing about the speed of light, isn't it? And that the light that you are seeing in your camera and on the beautiful photographs that you take has been emitted all of that time ago.
Yeah, it's history that you're looking at.
So your photographs are historical?
Yes, yeah. Wow. Some of those objects mightn't even exist anymore. There's a famous star in the Orion constellation that they think is probably gone supernova. It's 400 to 800 light years away. So we're waiting. Every winter when it comes back into the sky, we're waiting to see, is it going to be there? And it's right there. It's there at the moment. Yeah. We had a glimpse of it earlier.
You said there something just in passing, as if it was normal, that one of the photographs was 400 hours of exposure.
Yes. Yeah.
400 hours.
It took me 4 years to make it. Yeah. It's a mosaic of 34 panels. And Orion is only available for 5-6 months a year. So I take it from November to February. And I take patches of the sky, just deep, long, long exposures, and then move on to the next panel and keep going and then wait for summer to end and then back in again in winter.
Now, I was watching an interview you did with Ruth.
Yes, Ruth Medjibar.
That's it, a few years ago. And I went, it was one of those light bulb moments, I went, ah! Because if you, this is, I know this is going to sound like I'm a bit stupid, but when you point a camera up at the sky, of course, and you want to take a photograph, you have to leave it there for maybe 30 seconds or maybe a minute or 2 minutes. Meanwhile, the Earth is turning on its axis.
Exactly.
So explain what happens.
Right. Well, with wide field shots, if you just have a camera lens, say a 24mm camera lens, you can probably take a 10 or 15 second shot and it's fine. Nothing really rotates enough to ruin your picture. But once you start using telescopes of, say, for example, using 0.5 meter focal length and 1 meter focal length, you're only getting a second, maybe half a second. So you have to put it on motors which counteract the Earth's movement and basically keep the star centre on the frame. So there's a bit of a trick to that.
You have to mount your camera on a motor
that
is moving in the opposite but equal speed to the rotation of the Earth.
Correct. And the whole trick is to align it correctly.
Right.
So you've heard of the star Polaris, the North Star.
Yes.
And if you watch that star, everything seems to rotate around it. That's the line that the Earth is pointing at. So we're at 53 degrees north in Dublin. If you went out with a protractor and measured up to Polaris, you'd get 53 degrees. So wherever you can see Polaris in the Northern Hemisphere, if you can measure that distance, you will know where you are on the Earth effectively by the angle. So once you align your motors to that axis effectively, then it just tracks across the sky on one motor.
This, although you had an interest from secondary school, you were in a club, it didn't really happen until you were made redundant.
Correct. And I had bought a telescope, with one of my first pay packets, and it was effectively the wrong type of telescope for what I was trying to do. But with the last of my redundancy money, I thought, okay, I need to build my portfolio. There's not enough clear nights in Ireland. I've been travelling to the south of France to my friend's plot, bringing my gear. I thought, I'll give it a few months in Spain, found some house up a mountain, and the guy was looking at me going, what is he going to do here? I don't know. But I took it, stayed there for 3 months, and then my old boss rang me and said, I'll give you a few weeks work around Europe if you want. And I stayed there for 3 years, giving me the chance to build up the big photographs. The ones that were taking a couple of years to do. Yeah.
Yeah. You see, people are going, what, it took them a couple of years to take a photograph. How? So when you meet somebody, how do you explain that in the vernacular?
It's very, very difficult. I mean, the objects are so far away and so dim, you're trying to collect the photons from them. And it's, you know, it's like looking for rain in the Sahara. It's going to take you a while for a couple of raindrops to fall down. And you just have to stay out there long enough and keep the camera exposure open. And eventually the photons of light will get in, but it takes hours and hours and hours. And you can finally build up a picture. It's like the old days we used to pull the plug out of the TV and you get the snow.
Yes.
That's what we call noise. There's no signal. So you have to let the photons come in and eventually that graininess will disappear and you'll get a TV signal coming through. Same kind of idea, you know.
I often point my camera phone up at a particularly glorious moon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always disappointed when I look at the photograph because it's, you know, it's underwhelming.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, probably half the problem is actually staying steady because you might need to take a shot of maybe a quarter of a second or something like that. Uh-huh. You'd be amazed how much it moves. If you have a tripod, results will start to improve. And then if you need to get more focal length, then you're going to need to start tracking.
They're spectacular photographs. And I don't know if you know, but a book called Orbital won the Booker Prize.
Oh, right. Okay.
And it's about, I think it's only about 24 hours of inside a space station and the seven astronauts as they look down on Earth. And so it's life affirming and life questioning, as are your photographs. Because when you look at your photographs and you realise how vast this space we're rolling around in is and how small we are.
Yeah.
Does that ever affect you?
The best way of putting it, when you mentioned about the vastness of space and, you know, say the distances, when you see a total solar eclipse and you see the moon passing in front of the sun and you have to be in this tiny little shadow band at a particular time for 2.5 or 3 minutes, it's incredible. But that was the first time I saw the solar system or the universe in 3D, when you see the moon in front of the sun.
Oh, I see, yeah.
And that was awe-inspiring. That was very, very humbling. You just felt like you were a little speck on a rock going around and around.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
And when you realise that, the next thing is, what do you do with that information? That's about the whole thing about being human, because, you know, you can go, we're minuscule and we don't matter. Or you can go, isn't this awe-inspiring and let's go with it. And
it can be definitely overwhelming. Keep a good conscience, be good to other human beings. It will humble you. That's the best way to say it. But it is incredible. There's one in Spain in 2 years, if people are out there thinking about it.
Have you got that photograph down at the RDS?
I have the Orion photo down there. I have some solar eclipse photos down there as well. So if you want to see the
all
in wonder.
All for sale.
Yeah, they're all for sale.
This is a huge event, artsource.ie. Tom is there with his astrophotography. And if you're not going there, you can look at his work on astrophotography.ie. Tom, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray. Cheers.
For coming in, and good luck with the weekend.